predict.
I get to be on camera this time.
Yes, I remember. I take two pictures per episode so that I remember to do it at least once.
All right.
And then I can mix it up between, do I want to use this as like a mic check teaser, or do I want, you know, one can be a goofy one, one looks more like serious-ish.
Sure.
But to do that...
Wow, I can even hear testing, the chair moving testing, through one, two, the
headphones. Hey, I can hear myself.
You become very much more aware of surroundings. Like, every now and then, my throat will just make a noise, and everyone hears it and is like...
Yeah, I was listening to last week's episode, and you mentioned that. I didn't actually hear the throat noise, but afterwards, I heard everybody be like, what was that? Like, that was my throat.
It's just through the headphones.
It was a gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
It was.
And that was about it.
it's true.
I have an admission. I have a new job since the last time I was on here, so I actually haven't listened to any of the podcasts since the one after the show I was on. So I apologize if anything gets covered that you just talked about last week or something.
No.
That's cool.
I think the only new thing would be the new bluffering rule.
Yeah.
Which I love, by the way.
Yeah.
It is a nice upgrade.
Fantastic addition to the game.
It's the nicest, nice little tweak that really makes it, I think.
Is it that I can't lose because I don't know movies?
No, not that. That if you do not know the movie or you get it wrong, you're out, but the round keeps going.
TARDIS.
Oh, I do like that.
Yes, it just it keeps it moving.
Yeah, because there have been so many times I feel like where it gets to the next person, they're like, oh, I totally had something for that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a really awkward picture.
Probably.
Yeah. Dan, you're swinging your head from side to side. So you are in motion.
You're a blurry face.
Well, I was just moving back towards the microphone like this when you took it.
That'll be the fun photo.
Oh, God.
Who
knows? Maybe I can be the guest without a face.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah. You almost created like a blur effect for yourself, so you're covered. Or you're censored.
Oh, that's right, because you were on the episode where he forgot to take a picture, weren't you?
Yes.
So there isn't a picture of you yet.
Yes.
Ah.
I am the reason that he decided he's taking two pictures from now on.
Every time you see Dan raise his camera phone up, you should just go...
still trying to remain nonchalant.
There you go.
Very nonchalant.
I'm the one who reminded you to take a picture the last time I was here, and then when I saw the picture, I kind of regretted that decision. But, you know.
Or just sneeze really violently when he's taking...
Does anybody here watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Anyone?
Yes.
Not really.
Like the episode where Barney insists he cannot take a bad picture, and Lily keeps trying to take pictures of him when he's like in the middle of eating something or drinking something. And finally, at the very end, she put pepper in his food. And so there's a picture where he's in the middle of a great big sneeze and it actually isn't the same pose. But it's one of those ridiculous things where it's obviously not realistic. But every time she shoots a picture of him, no matter what he's doing, he's in this pose. Like with the tie, like the...
Oh, his typical looking hot pose.
Yeah, the Neil Patrick Harris pose. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that one yet. I'll have to look out for it.
Yeah. Dan, I feel like you've said before about How I Met Your Mother that it's one of those shows where like you kind of get the shtick, and so you don't... Am I remembering that right, or am I... I might be thinking of something else.
I do remember that too.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I get it. It's just... I don't care enough.
Have you ever tried watching them in order, is my question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Fair enough. If you don't like it and you've tried watching them in order, then you get a pass.
I try to give things a fighting chance.
You said the same thing about Scrubs, I feel like. You said you'd seen random episodes and like you got the shtick.
No,
but that's
another
one of those shows I feel like if you haven't tried to watch it in order, it's not going to mean the same thing to you.
For that one, it was more so I got into it. Like I was all over that show in college. But around the fourth, fifth season, what happens is that's when I just... Like, it becomes...
A routine, almost?
Yeah. It's predictable. So, that died out for me. Psych died out for me.
I just got into Psych. I'm so excited.
I think it'd be easier to jump into a show later and then make it all the way through it versus trying to invest your time watching it when it's actually on TV first.
1 week at a time.
Yeah, agreed.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Where you can just, like, binge and then binge some more and then binge, just, like, fly through all of it at once.
Yeah.
Other, you know, because really, it's, I remember saying for Scrubs, I got to the musical episode, and mm-hmm. by then, I hadn't seen almost anything else that season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I feel like there's a few really good ones after that. And then the finale is, like, one of my favorite finales ever of any show. But there's a kind of cool fairy tale episode where...
Well, the Wizard of Oz episode?
No, I like that one, too. But there's one where Dr. Cox comes home and he's supposed to tell his kid a bedtime story. He starts telling him about his day at work. And, you know, his wife comes in. She's like, don't talk about work. Tell him a story. So he turns it into a story mm-hmm. where the patient is the prince, or Elliot's the princess, and, you know, JD is the jester, and Turk and Carla are a two-headed witch.
Mm-hmm.
And, nice. And he tells this whole story, and so he's narrating it, and they actually inhabit those characters. Like, it looks like they're at a Renaissance festival or something, because they're all in costume, and there's, like, magic going on. And it's this whole parallel between the real world story and the fairy tale story that he's actually telling his kid.
Okay.
It's actually really well done. I think it's toward the end because it's kind of when JD and Elliot are toying with the idea of getting back together again.
Again.
Ah.
How much of Scrubs I am investigating right now, but do you know off the top of your head how much Scrubs is on Netflix at this point?
It should be all of it because it's not on the air anymore.
Yeah, they have the whole thing on TV now, or on Netflix.
Maybe. Yeah, so I think there's, what, 7 seasons with the original cast, and then 1 season where it's the interns or whatever, which I haven't watched that
same umbrella?
I think so. There's one season of it. I've never watched those. I hear they're not very good.
Yeah. Windows on a different channel, too?
Maybe, yeah. Well, I think it was picked up somewhere else. It transitioned
from NBC to, what, ABC?
ABC, I think,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's
right. End of its days?
It was the last season or something like that.
Oh. Yeah, Scrubs is one of those shows where I had seen the random episode on TV and I was like, it's kind of a funny show, whatever. And then someone talked me into watching it from the beginning and I loved it. And that's what I'm going through with Psych right now, is it was a show I'd seen a random episode of here and there. And I was like, it's fun, I guess, for background noise. And then my boyfriend was like, no, you should actually sit down and watch it. And that show does some really brilliant stuff. Like just with the way that they do... theme episodes and stuff. Wow, I was way off.
Nine seasons
of Scrubs.
Yeah, Scrubs. 7 seasons on NBC.
Okay, so that's the intern season.
Yeah.
And then is the 9th season.
Huh. Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah, but the last episode of the season with the original cast is really good. Or mm-hmm. the last, like, 10 minutes of it, at least.
Right. The ramping everything up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I mean, like, I had given up on that show by then, but I opted to watch that just to see how they would do it.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. I just love the concept of the way they do the final scene and the song that underscores it. And it's one of those that I cry every time, even though it's stupid because I've seen it like 80 times. But.
Well, at that point, it's just Pavlov. I mean, just ring the bell, cry.
Yeah, I'm really susceptible to that stuff. Seriously, like...
Bruce Willis says goodbye to Lev Tyler, cry.
Sometimes, maybe.
Yeah, that one was more of a man, I wish he would stop crying in every single movie moment.
Because
if you think about it, she tears up in every single movie she's in, whether it's a crying scene or not. Even if she's just the slightest bit emotional, she has that teary-eyed look.
She did do that as Arwen in Lord of the Rings.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for a second I was going to say I've only seen her in 2 movies, but clearly I've seen her in more because I've seen all the Lord of the Rings movies.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, it's Jersey Armageddon Girl? And That Thing You Do, I think, mm-hmm. are the only ones I've seen.
Yes, yeah. She does it in that, I know.
Yeah, she has a reason to cry in that one,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's a jackass in that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what I just saw her in. That was within the last couple weeks, but I don't remember. And at one point, she's supposed to be happy and she tears up, so go figure.
Well, people cry when they're happy sometimes, too.
I know, but like I said, she tears up in every single movie.
Yeah.
Good for her.
That's her typecast. You can cry? Awesome. We need somebody who can do that.
Allison Hannigan, anyone? The really good crying? Buffy fans, anybody here? No?
Aware of the show, but again, never really sat down.
Yeah.
Same here.
You should try it. It's get past the first season.
I've heard plenty of good things about it. I've just never really had the chance to watch it yet. It's on instant queue.
It's really brilliant. It's a really brilliant show, and I ran out of new podcast episodes to listen to, so I'm re-listening to the existing episodes of a podcast called The Watchercast, which is an episode-by-episode review of Buffy, and supposedly it was going to be of all of Joss Whedon's works, except that they stalled out like 2 years ago and haven't posted a new episode. They got like halfway through season three. But I was just re-listening to that today and remembering how awesome that show is.
I randomly recalled that while driving to high school, the person that I drove to school with would occasionally put on the soundtrack from the Buffy musical episode.
Yes.
And I think the word rabbits or something like that popped into my head.
Bunnies! Bunnies, it must be bunnies!
Yeah. It just popped into like, oh yeah.
Yeah, that character is afraid of rabbits.
I wonder why you thought of bunnies.
Not for that reason. It was literally like lightning struck, and all of a sudden it's like, I kind of vaguely remember that song, or at least remember somebody playing it. Came out of nowhere.
Who was this that you...
It was...
that you wrote to high school with?
Oh, she was in photography with me, and... Oh, Chelsea Holm?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah.
Adam, you should back up just a little bit. You're making us all sound really quiet.
No, you're making yourselves all sound quiet.
I apologize.
Your projection is just too good. You put us all to shame.
Well, thanks. I just noticed you've got
sarcasm,
an itty-bitty gorilla pod.
Yeah, I tore the legs off of it and then... You know, put it to the height that I needed.
Huh.
Because, you know, constantly bending it just so that it could just be a stand. It's good.
Yeah, that would get annoying.
So we've just kind of been aimlessly rambling for the past 15 or so minutes. But did you come with anything in mind for Mike Chuck? Adam?
Monsieur?
Not really, no.
Not really?
I was just seeing if there would be anything that would pop into my head as I was thinking there for those brief moments, but not really.
I have something, but it's... I don't know how well it'll hit. Because last week I talked about how I was going to do ear candling.
Yeah.
And I did that on Monday on my day off.
Yeah.
And, I mean, other than the fact that it was like half... massage, like shoulder head massage, half this ear candling thing. I mean, I'm not noticing a big difference.
Okay.
But, like after the procedure, we'll say, the woman who did this put some garlic oil on some cotton balls and put them in my ears.
Yeah.
Just because I figured. When Jack was talking about it, he said that his ears itched afterward, and I think it's just due to lack of moisture, and so the garlic oil is supposed to, you know, keep your ear lubricated, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
But I found out that my cotton balls were actually also being used as stoppers because my ear had not finished when the last candle was used.
Okay.
So I know that it worked... But, like, I was hoping for superpowers. Like, really, it's just like that all of a sudden, bionic I can hear hearing. The flies, you know, flying across the street every single beat. Oh, man. But no, it's just like, I don't have to clean out my ears as much. As gross as that sounds, but still.
So,
I'm trying to think of something that could jump off of that, be it, like, I had to have the cotton balls in my ears from about 3 o'clock until... like 9:30 that night.
Ooh. Wow.
And so, okay. I mean, after a while, we went and played mini golf, had, like, casually watched TV, had no problems, except, like, 4 or 5 hours later, it's just like, I don't know what it is, but these things are actually kind of starting to hurt. And that, I was just trying to think of, be it last time you treated yourself to something because I had done this on my day off, or... We could do last procedure, be it some boring tooth cleaning. I don't know. I'm really reaching, but I'm trying
I was going to say, you said you wished you'd had superpowers. We could talk about what superpower we would want to have.
Ooh.
You thought you'd have superpowers after.
Or what, maybe limiting it to superpowers that you could obtain through perceivably everyday activities.
Through procedures.
It's not so much that it's just like all of a sudden I can fly. It's
more like a special ability in a way.
More like you gain something from something conceivable. Because I'm just drawing the super hearing from just ear candling. Mm-hmm. So it's just by accident. It's almost, okay, a Peter Parker right. kind of story where it just kind of happens by accident.
Everyday superpowers.
Yes. It just kind of happens. It's not like, I poisoned myself with gamma radiation and now I'm the Hulk. Because that kind of is a little bit rare, but somebody could run into a spider that's not so bueno.
Sorry, I just giggled when you said the Hulk because I finally saw the Avengers over the weekend.
And
yeah.
Yeah, it was
so good.
Hulk was my favorite.
You can leave it at that. I'm not seeing it.
I'm not saying anything else. I'm just saying Hulk was my favorite.
Yes.
That's fair enough.
So good. Okay.
I have heard many a good thing about Hulk from that movie, though.
Yeah.
So good. Oh, definitely. Dan, what say you to this superpower idea?
We can go off book to just whatever superpower you want, since my question is pretty convoluted and
see,
doesn't
if it's
make
just,
a lot of
if
sense.
If any superpower, that's a lot easier than, hey, if you had some sort of surgery or accident, what superpower would you have?
Okay, how about this? Superpower that isn't flying.
Damn it.
That's the automatic go-to. So it has to be, you know, most superheroes can fly and do something else.
Yeah.
So fly is covered. You got that. It's just...
Oh, I already have flying.
Paired with that.
Okay, because otherwise I would have said teleportation, but if I have flying... oh, man. There's so many to choose from. It would probably be either between X-ray vision or the ability to make traffic jams disappear at any moment.
Ooh.
Because they are annoying as can be. Even though if I can fly, I could just fly over them. But if I have somebody with me, it would be really nice to have.
You can't carry seven people with you, so you have to take the minivan, and then you have to get into traffic.
Exactly.
So
and
you're doomed.
I either have to choose, you know, super strength so I can carry everybody or just get rid of traffic jams.
Oh, see, when you said you had someone with you, I was just picturing Casey, and I was like, you could totally toss Casey over your back and fly off with her.
Yeah, she's light. That would not be a problem.
But she's
if it
tiny.
Was like, you know, let's say Decantus, and we're on a road trip somewhere, and I
have 15
three flat tires, and
yeah,
in traffic.
So, I don't know. X-ray vision would be cool, but yeah.
What I wonder with X-ray vision always is, it would suck if you wish for that, and it was just like constant. Like on-off switches, just like
to not be able
to
control.
Basically, see through everything right now.
Yeah, I just think it would be cool because I have like joint problems, so it'd be cool if I could like examine my own joints. I'm talking like actual X-ray. I'm not talking like seeing people naked type of thing.
Well,
even though that could be cool
be fun.
If you could turn it on and off. But
yeah, that one constant would make it really weird.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking like actual X-ray vision. That'd be cool.
Okay.
And then you know I could even make money off of that somehow, probably.
I mean, did you ever play Arkham Asylum?
No. I've wanted to, but I haven't had a chance.
Because in that game, they have like this... What do you know what it's called? Like Detective Vision or something like that?
Where basically, haven't seen that one, yeah. I haven't played that one, I should say.
Well. It's basically you can see an outline of them, but then you can just kind of see their skeleton as well.
Okay.
So it's just like if that was on all the time, it's
this
would be interesting.
I feel like there's a lot of superpowers that would be like that, where if you can't turn them off, you don't actually want them.
Right.
Yeah.
There's actually an episode of Buffy where she ends up able to hear people's thoughts.
Oh, those are always.
And she can't turn it off.
Gags.
That's kind of like so, in What Women Want.
Eventually, eventually. But in What Women Want, it's like he can turn it on and off because he doesn't hear everything.
Oh, I haven't seen that in forever.
The movie's really inconsistent. Yeah. Not that it's supposed to be consistent because it's a chick flick, but.
Yeah, before he's overwhelmed by it, but then he like can hone in on specific people across the room.
But on Buffy, like eventually everyone kind of deserts her because when they're in the room with her, all they can think about is desperately trying to not think about the one thing they don't want her to hear.
So they think about it.
And so they're thinking about it and she'll be like, don't think that. And they're like, I can't help it. That's what I think. And so eventually she's like in her bed with her hands over her ears, hearing everyone's thoughts out on the street. And it's,
That would be horrible.
Right? Ugh.
That would be absolutely horrible.
That'd be pretty nasty.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You can really hear traffic outside when you're wearing headphones.
Yeah.
But I think I heard some birds earlier.
Sounds
too.
Like an air siren almost.
Mm-hmm.
Just a motorcycle.
Mm.
Ah, yeah. Welcome to my world.
But Jen, what about you?
Well, I would have to go with the one that Dan almost went with, which is teleportation.
But you can fly.
But
could still be helpful.
Teleportation. Ah, well, and it's more relevant to my life right now because I'm pretty sure I'm moving to Fargo in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things here that I have to give up in order to move because I can't commute here for example, DeCantus rehearsals on Tuesday nights. And it makes me very, very sad. And if I could just teleport, I could live in Fargo and have a job in Fargo and then just magically be in St. Paul on Tuesday nights for rehearsal and then magically be back in Fargo.
It also, I mean, if you could teleport, then you don't have to worry about losing that time in transit where teleportation is just like, and I'm here.
So we're saying you can only fly at reasonable speeds then?
Relatively reasonable. Aww. I mean, I imagine if she's flying to a DeCantus rehearsal, she probably has music with her.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Backpack.
Yeah, and I imagine that's not tested to, you know.
No, I guess not.
Mach 7.
Especially whatever. The way I carry my music, like a loose stack in
that's
a folder.
True. That's true.
It's not going to survive the trip if I'm flying.
Mm-hmm.
Pages of DeCantus.
That's why you think ahead.
Between here
and Fargo.
I lost music. This is a side story, sorry. But I actually lost music out the window of a car once for something. I was driving home from my touring job that I was doing. And I had this song I was going to use for an audition. It's Meadowlark, if anyone has heard of it. I think it's Stephen Schwartz from The Baker's Wife, which is one of his lesser known shows. Gorgeous song.
Okay.
Point being, it's like 15 pages long, and I had it sitting in the seat next to me, and all of a sudden the window started going down, and none of us were controlling it, and pages just started flying out on the freeway.
Whoa.
And I like screamed. I was so upset. I was like in hysterics that my music was gone, and it turned out something, the controls were down on the floor in front of me, and one of my things that I had in the car, because I had a bunch of stuff with me, had like landed on the window control.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yeah. But it was, it was really, really upsetting. So I wouldn't want to lose all my DeCantus music by flying, I guess, is the moral of the story.
But that's why you plan ahead. You have a copy in Fargo and a copy at wherever rehearsals.
Yeah, but then I'd have to pay for multiple copies of everything. I suppose I wouldn't.
Not if you have the superpower.
If I had the originals, then I could have duplicates, whatever.
Yeah.
In any case, that's my somewhat lame answer of what superpower I would want.
Actually, that would be a pretty awesome superpower to be able to copy anything and just have it materialize in
and
your hand.
And not get in trouble for copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Got to throw that in there, otherwise you're screwed.
Indeed.
There was a funny...
Double your money.
There's a funny villain on Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. It was the duplicator. And he was voiced by Louis Black. And he could always make two of things. And it was just like, it was the weirdest superpower. But lo and behold, you know, put a really, really, really angry voice behind it. And it's funny.
I don't know why, but that just reminded me of my favorite Batman villain. And I've never actually read the strip, but I came across a Cracked article where they were talking about it.
Okay.
It's Polka Dot Man. And his only power is that he has polka dots on his suits that he can like pull off his suit, and then he can make them any which size and make them fly and toss them and whatever else not.
Can he turn them into holes, like acne stuff?
I
like
don't
doors,
know, maybe
caves.
The article didn't go that specific into it, but I just thought it was funny that, you know, somebody's superpower involves polka dots.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That what? Intrigues me enough to look it up.
Go right ahead. It's from like the 40s or 50s, and I think he made like a one or two time appearance. So that they had the weirdest characters back then.
And his sidekick, Pinstripe Pal.
Oh no!
Well, I'm just picturing it like Who Framed Roger Rabbit style, where there's like a thing that you can make bigger or smaller and slap it on a wall and walk through it. And
yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's the original portal.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, here we go. Powers and abilities. Whether he created the suit or stole the technology is unknown, but Abner Krill possessed advanced technology in the form of his costume's dots. When attached to his costume, they were inert, but once they were removed, they would enlarge in size and become various different devices, which would aid in his crime spree. Most notably, a flying saucer, which he used as a getaway vehicle. The spots were controlled through the costume's belt.
See? Polka dots.
Polka dot man.
For the win.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
And his name is Abner.
Yeah, that too. That does help.
That's even better.
Yeah, well, I've always been fond of the idea of teleportation, but in the Nightcrawler sense, where if you can see it, you can teleport to it. That would be fun. So let's say, like, I'm looking out the window at that roof down there. I could just go pew, and be on that roof.
So you wouldn't want the ability to just teleport anywhere at any time?
Yeah, I was going to say, you could still do that even if you had regular teleportation. But then you could also go further distances, like not have to drive to festival grounds on Friday nights.
Well, but then you could... It would still be much faster than driving your car, because you'd just teleport like through a field to the next spot.
I'm just picturing you teleporting like 200 feet and then 200 feet and then 200 feet.
Yeah,
like,
I imagine
like,
you could
get
it pretty fast, though.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I'm just, it's just a funny visual to picture. Like,
especially if it made that, it like a noise every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it wasn't silent. It was just this thing going
like a cannon blast or something. I don't know why, but I just had this really stupid image in my head where you're like this little video game character, and every time you do it, you lose like a little quarter of one of your hearts, so that after a while you have to regenerate first.
Oh, yeah.
But that would be a lame power to want.
It would be, but I don't know why. I just had that visual in my head.
It'd be fun to be able to regenerate.
True.
Yeah,
just
actually,
like the doctor.
That's the vein that I was going was, I went with quick healing. I just went with the Wolverine route, but I mean regeneration as a whole. I mean, if I could look the same,
yeah,
that would help.
Not become
a completely different person,
Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah, I want to stay away from that, and I also don't want to become Barty Crouch Jr.
Right. Yeah. So
now, are you saying you don't like Christopher Eccleston, Adam?
Just no,
to
I
clarify.
Didn't say that. I didn't say
okay,
that.
Okay, because I thought he was awesome personally, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think he was highly underrated.
I never got around to it. I went.
Oh, that's right. You started with Matt Smith, didn't you?
Yeah. And I've tried to dive back, but it.
You really need to. I know the first few are tough to get through.
No,
but
it's like I've been hopping, and it's just like I don't care.
Are you guys talking about Doctor Who?
Yes, we are.
There was a little bit of that.
That's what
in
I
there.
Thought, but I wasn't sure.
And then a reference to David Tennant crossing the lines between Harry Potter and Doctor Who.
Right.
I have yet
I
to
always
see
forget about that. I have to rewatch that movie because I haven't seen it, I think, since I started watching Doctor Who, so I didn't know who David Tennant was at the time.
Yeah. I can't see him not being Barty Crouch Jr., which makes it kind of hard to support
him.
Oh,
yeah, that's a problem.
Okay.
He's just crazy.
That's a problem.
Watch enough of the David Tennant Doctor Who, and that will just dematerialize before your eyes.
No.
I'm trying to think who it is that everything I see them in, I just assume they're crazy from the first shot because they're crazy in everything else I've seen them in. I can't think of who it is, though.
Mike Tyson?
No. I don't think so.
Zach Galifianakis.
No.
No. No, someone older than that, I think, but...
Jack Nicholson.
Kind of. Although he's not the one I was thinking of. I'll probably think of it later.
Serious roles?
Yeah.
I've seen him in very little. I couldn't even get through The Shining movie because I've read the book, and it's so not accurate to the book that I can't even... I understand that for movie fans, like, it's classic, but I, the second he started, like, talking to his finger, I was like, I just can't even watch this.
Yeah.
Also, the character's not supposed to be crazy from the start. That's kind of the point, is that the hotel makes him crazy.
Exactly.
Huh.
But...
Yeah, I haven't read the book, I haven't watched the movie, so... No.
But that's, I mean, we got through everybody and there's sufficient stuff on there. So how about we...
Let's hop into the episode for sure. Yeah.
Okay, so I will grab beverages for anyone who wants one for the show. If anyone needs a refill or an extra or anything.
Sure.
I feel like a water wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay. Dr. Pepper Diet, caffeine-free Dr. Pepper... Session Lager, Session Black, Premium, Nordeast, Water, Riesling, Whiskey, Rum.
I think just water would be good for
water,
tonight.
Water, Dr. Yep. Pepper.
Eh, make it three waters.
Three waters.
Olé.
Oh, you already posted the picture.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's quick.
See how bad it was?
It's... I just... post them as I take them, and then tag them to the episode once I get online.
This is really bizarre because I can't actually hear you from the kitchen. I just hear you in my headphones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
In every picture.
Psh.
Every picture.
Disagree.
I look awesome in pictures from Fest because that kind of clothing is like perfectly suited to me. But normal pictures, nah.
Yeah. I like all the pictures from Fest. There are some in particular that I like better than others. But, yeah, they're all fun. Mm-hmm. Because Fest is such a great... You know,
yeah.
It's hard to look bad when you're wearing awesome costumes.
That's very true.
So.
Thank you.
Every once in a while, like, someone will start posting random Fest pictures in, like, January. And I'm like, I hate you because now I want to go to Fest again.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to me? I've started listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast now, which Matt Letter, who is in DeContos in the off season, but this past year he was the new prince, the blonde prince. He's also in E. Arroganti?
Yeah.
He runs the podcast, and they play a lot of music and stuff. If Court Revelers haven't sent their CDs into them, they should, because they play and plug a lot of Fest music.
Yeah. Cool.
I was kind of annoyed, though. The last episode I listened to, they played DeContos, but they completely mispronounced it, because he wasn't actually there. I think that was when he was on his honeymoon over the summer.
Was it one of those where they go to DeContos?
Yeah, something like that. And then they said the title of the CD wrong, because it's Tonight Will Mary Be. Mm-hmm. And they were like, Tonight Will Be Mary.
Nope.
Tonight Will Mary Be, spelled B-E-E. Huh. Don't know what this group's thing is about bees. It's like, okay.
Do some research. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Well, I could say more, but I'd probably be inaccurate because I don't even know the whole story.
I believe it has to do with the song Sweet Honey Sucking Bees, actually, yeah. Where the bee came from as our mascot.
Sweet Honey Sucking Bees and one other song that they haven't done in like 10 years, but we all have like a little bee pin that we wear on our costumes, and that's just kind of our unofficial mascot.
Cool.
Apparently they play us on their Christmas music episode as well, and hopefully Matt... Oh, you've listened to him?
I haven't, Casey has.
Okay, hopefully Matt is back at that point and pronounces us correctly.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, when we...
They also record live at Convergence, so if anyone else in this room is going to be at Convergence, put it on your schedule.
Cool, yeah. I got a link about it. I think you sent me one.
I probably did. I feel like I may have sent it to both of you and been like, hey, this is something you're people might be interested in.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the registration fee has now gone up as of today from $60 to $100.
Ouch.
But it's a 4-day fest and there's lots of free food and booze and it's an awesome time.
Cool.
Or 4-day con, not fest. I'm in fest mode now.
Rock.
Paper.
If you have one, you can find out what yours would be.
Spock. Anyone?
You preempted me. Of course.
Yeah.
What do you take me for?
Just Which checking. One is it that harms him? Is it lizard? Or?
Rock, oh, paper,
that's
scissors,
right.
Lizard,
Spock.
Yeah.
Is lizard the one that harms Spock? Or?
I don't remember.
I think it's...
I never quite followed the whole thing. He went through it so fast. I was just like, I don't really know what you're talking about, but
there's
you're awesome.
There's a shirt.
Yeah, I think it's lizard poison Spock or something like that.
It could be, yeah. And there's like Spock uses logic on something.
Paper. Okay. So just to do the airplane safety thing for everybody. Phones on silent, please. So I'll introduce the show, introduce Adam. We'll banter for a second and a half. And we're going to do shows show plugs. And then we'll... tell you guys to start talking, and then you get to start talking, and then we'll go into some news, and then we'll play Movie Bluff, and then which we'll cover the new rule, which you know, once you're out, you're out kind of thing.
Is there a theme for today, or just kind of going off to sleep?
It's me saying, like, reading some news, and then us just riffing on it as to, like, oh, I can contribute to this in some way, or oh, don't care about that.
All right, fair enough.
I mean,
even same as last time, basically.
It's you know, just we try to go with the flow and you know, split it up so half it's conversation,
sure,
and
the other half is game. Yes,
and then you know, we depending on if people are interested, we will do. We've been doing a lot of build a title in the second half, and I really like it.
Can we not do a 35-minute build a title this time?
No, we'll pay attention.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was awesome because it was just this one
it just
long
kept going.
Thing. But
it
got exhausting after a while.
Yes.
I've never done Build a Title.
It is fun.
I don't know how good I'd be at
it. I'm a lot better at that one than Movie Bluff, to be honest. So
I can see that because if I remember listening to your episode correctly, you haven't seen a ton of movies.
No.
Or you have a limited area of movies you've seen.
No, I've seen plenty of movies. I just suck with actor names. I'm good with faces. I suck with names.
Got to get a little closer to your mics, though.
No.
Please.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's perfect right there.
Okay.
Here we go. So we'll do our moment of silence for Frank Oz. You know, actually, would you mind pulling the black cord once, please?
Oh, is that what that sound is?
Yeah, it'll slow it down, but leave it on.
I didn't even realize I was a fan.
I only noticed it in the silence, so I wanted to make sure that if there are lull moments where even the birds aren't saying anything, it's not like overpowering weird whirring noise in the background. But let's do this.